Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2008. The Israeli army injures a Palestinian civilian in Gaza and runs over a Palestinian child in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. In the Gaza Strip, the Israeli army shot a Palestinian on Wednesday midday from a nearby Israeli military zone located on the northern borders of the Gaza Strip. Medical sources reported that Israeli troops opened fire at the 25-year-old Abed Hamdan, causing the injury of his foot, and he was transferred to a local hospital for treatment. The Israeli army fire today came following an Israeli decision 2 weeks ago to shoot at any moving object just 300 meters away from the border fence. On Wednesday in the West Bank, Israeli troops attacked Hebron City, searched and ransacked several homes, and kidnapped the 24-year-old Shami al-Sharbati. Also in Hebron, an Israeli military vehicle ran over a 6-year-old boy. He was critically injured and taken to a local hospital for treatment. Meanwhile, a group of 20 Israeli settlers attacked a house in Borin village in the southern part of Nablus city and injured the residents of the house. Borin has been attacked by settlers' homemade shells earlier this week. Continuing our daily coverage in the central West Bank of Ramallah, a group of 200 women staged a peaceful protest against the apartheid separation wall being constructed on Palestinian lands in Nalin village near of Ramallah. The Israeli army didn't allow this protest to arrive at the wall construction site. Soldiers shot tear gas and sound bombs and rubber-coated bullets at the protesters and beat some of them, causing the injury of 3 civilians. Meanwhile, the Israeli army invaded Kafin village north of the West Bank city of Tel Kerem and kidnapped 1 civilian. On a separate issue, Border Police Officer Lance Corporal David Shikri, who was critically wounded in the shooting attack near the Lion's Gate in the Old City of Jerusalem 12 days ago, died of his wounds on Wednesday at the Hadasha Ayin Karim Hospital in Jerusalem. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. Their support has been brought to you by Taylor Bray and Hassam Casis.